Good morning. My name is Lauren Fry, and today I'll be sharing my testimony. When I was younger, I never felt confident in my relationship with God. I always thought that I had to be all or nothing, either praying constantly or doing nothing at all. As I got older, God became more of a friend, and I have a lot of fond memories surrounding my church in Alabama. I can remember my mom and I looking at each other when a song played in church that we knew from KSBJ. But I also remember not feeling like I had a true relationship with God, that I was faking it. I felt disconnected from my youth group and the church as a whole. When I moved back to Houston, I was diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. EDS is a connective tissue disorder which causes joint dislocations that are extremely painful. Things seemed to spin out of control after my diagnosis. Everything I knew about how my life was supposed to go fell apart. I thought I would play soccer in high school and be part of marching band, two things I was passionate about. But as my disability became more of a reality, I found walking up the stairs gave me trouble. I started to give my mom a hard time about going to church, and then one day declared I wasn't going at all. My reason for this sudden change? I didn't believe in God anymore. I didn't feel God in my life, and I couldn't fathom a God who would do this to me. What had I done wrong to deserve this? I stayed in this mindset for about 3 years, constantly being hateful towards myself and others because of what happened to me. But then something started to change. I became more receptive towards religion and opened my heart to God's message. I first noticed God making his way back into my life a few months ago. God started to send me little messages that changed how I felt about following him. Then I replied in a way to the messages. I started to look for the Bible I'd hidden 3 years ago. This was a somewhat frustrating task because everywhere I looked and didn't find it, I only became more encouraged to look harder. God was reaching out to me and I felt urgent to show him that I was ready. I finally found my old Bible at the bottom of a bin of academic books after a few days of searching. It was a moment of profound joy, and I'll never forget what it felt like to be reconnected with God finally after 3 years. During my 3 years without God, I struggled greatly with my fears. I'm ashamed to say I reacted negatively when fear took over my life. When the fear told me I wasn't pretty enough, wasn't skinny enough, I stopped eating. Turning calories into a game, I dropped steadily into nothing. The area I always excelled in was academics, but when fear told me I wasn't smart enough, I stopped trying. Fear took that from me. I no longer studied or even got up for school every day. I didn't turn in assignments, and I didn't enjoy learning. The Bible says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment." And boy, did I punish myself during those 3 years. Every time I was upset, I made myself think it was my fault. But coming back to God has made me realize I can be free through his love. When something upsetting happens, I don't face it alone. When a pain that's been in remission for a month comes back, I don't face it alone. I pray, opening my heart and asking him to take my life into his hands and do what's best for me. I think that's something we easily forget. It's not what we want to happen, but what he knows should happen. My diagnosis took a lot from me. It made me question my identity because I couldn't follow the plans I set out for myself. Finding God again has made my identity new through him. I don't need to follow my plans because he has his own that are better than I could imagine. I no longer actively fear the future because my fears don't control me like they once did.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Andrew Hill, and I've been going to this church for a long time. 6 years, in fact. And in those 6 years, I have been worshiping, praying, learning, and growing with this congregation. Unfortunately, that all has to end. Next week, I'll be moving across the country. I'll be going to school in Mississippi. And while I'm excited and overjoyed, I am terrified. I know no one in Mississippi. I am unfamiliar with the area, and I'm scared. I don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave this church. I don't want to leave my friends. But God tells me I must. I know I can go to Mississippi and I can do great things. See, when I was confirmed through this church, I received a ring. On that ring is inscribed, "Be strong and courageous." From Joshua 1:9, the scripture read earlier today. I know I can go forth. I know I can succeed because the Lord my God is with me always and wherever I will go. I know I can go to a place where I'm unfamiliar. I know I can leave everything and I will be okay. Even when I don't want to. In a way, it's much like Moses. Moses didn't want to leave the safety he had found. He didn't want to face his former family. He didn't want to go. He wanted to remain where he was. But God commanded him otherwise. For every excuse Moses came up with, God gave him a reason. That is what it's like to be strong and courageous. To leave everything you know and have faith in God. God will lead you to places that you have no idea where you are going. We should all be like Moses. We should all venture out, do things we are uncomfortable with, for the Lord our God gives us strength and courage to do so. I'd like to thank the youth. I'd like to thank Ms. Susan. And I would like to thank the church for everything you've given me.